It's time for a Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have a Dr. Jensen with Emory Carbon Animal Health. And we're going to talk about, in the month of April, they are offering a discount on spay and neuter. Spaying and neutering your animals is probably one of the most important things that you can do for them. And we're going to talk about some of the fees that are involved, some of the things you need to watch out for, and what all it's going to entail if you take your animal out there to get spayed or neutered. Dr. Jensen, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me. I love to talk about things, especially when it comes to people's pets and things that we can do and questions maybe that I would like to see clients think about and actually ask before you come in and before you decide to have your pets a major surgery done on them.
And once again, let's talk about the fact that this is a surgery. And, you know, and like all surgeries, there is some risks. But why is it so important to get your animal spayed or neutered?
Yeah, so hey, thanks for asking for that one. And it's interesting on that, too, because there are many advantages of having spayed and neutered. One of the biggest things really is basically population control. Nobody wants to have unwanted animals. There are some health advantages, but it's also interesting to know that as science continues to progress, we start to learn different things. So meaning that if you're thinking about having your animal spayed and neutered, come and talk to us or talk to us on the phone first on best age and pros and cons about spaying and neutering, and we can get you information on that.
And that kind of leads into my next question. If someone were to call and set up an appointment to do this, what are some of the most important questions that they should be asking when you're getting ready to do this?
Thank you for asking that. And it is really important. So one of the things that makes anesthesia, we talked about risks, and the reality is that there's many things we can do to decrease risk dramatically. And that's to make sure that our pets are fear-free. Some people, you know, their pets come in here and they're not scared a bit. They're just happy to be here. But you have sometimes other ones that are actually fearful and scared. That stress actually increases basically cortisol, which decreases many things and affects many things within the body of the pet. The other one is pain. So those two different things can create problems. Now, pain will happen in any time you do a surgery. Fear, not so much. It depends on the animal. If your pet has anxieties or fear, there's things we can do to help. Contact us before. We have take-home medication you give prior to coming, 1 to 2 hours before, that can help that out dramatically and make a big difference. The other thing that's included in every package that we have is we make sure that they're pain-free. Every pet receives local anesthetic, so obviously they're under general anesthesia, so there's no pain at the time, but when they wake up, we want them to be stress-free. We don't want them to wake up and all of a sudden, oh, that pain hits me, you know, and you have this dog yelling or something. We want to make sure that it's quiet and that they're completely pain-free, and every animal receives a local anesthetic.
And so is this the type of a surgery that is going to require an overnight stay? Is it kind of an outpatient? Is there like a period of time that you would like the animals to stay there and just to kind of monitor them and keep an eye on before you'll let them go home? Or how does that work? How long can somebody think to be ready to say, okay, the dog's going to be gone X amount of hours?
Yeah, that's a good question. And going back to that idea of we want our pets to be as comfortable as possible and as safe as possible, we do all of our surgeries in the morning, so every pet will come in the morning, and there are specific instructions that we give to clients prior to coming in to make sure that we're ready. The surgery is done in the morning, and then we observe and watch them all afternoon because we don't have somebody here 24/7, and also the pet's more comfortable at home. They're awake. They're doing fine. They go home late in the afternoon so that they can recover in a nice, comfortable place right there by the side of the people they know and love.
So it's not necessarily like an outpatient surgery, but it's a matter of, say, 8 to 9 hours that they'll be down there at the office.
That is correct, yeah. Usually they come in the morning around 8:30, and they're ready to go home before we close at 5.
Okay. And I guess another big thing that we need to talk about, too, is that it always seems one of the things that concern people when it comes to their pets is cost. And cost is such a major thing with some people. What kind of, you know, that kind of will play into the deals that you're going to offer in April. So let's talk about the cost and what people can kind of expect and what you're going to do in April for those people as well.
Thank you for bringing that up. And yeah, we understand, and it would be nice if we all, you know, the money grew on trees. So that's why we do have packages, and we have a basic package. And all of our packages, though, will be 20% off in April. And so that will really be helpful. And the cost does vary a little bit depending on whether it's a cat or a dog, and also the size of the dogs. But our basic packages are very affordable. Where, you know, on a cat, they'll start for like a neuter is quite a bit less, around $60, $70. And then, of course, for a larger dog, sometimes it can be on a spay over about somewhere around about $150 to $160. And so that's our basic packages. But then we also have other packages, and, of course, that includes the pain-free and the other things that we'd talked about. But we do have other packages, too. A lot of times, you know, that pet is like a family member. And so we can run pre-anesthetic blood work, pre-anesthetic ECGs, maintain circulation with IV fluids, those types of things, with additional packages. Unfortunately, you know, that does increase the cost. And so, but those are very important. And of course, you don't know what's going on unless you look. And so to make sure things are as safe as possible, we have those packages also available.
And I think that it's important to note as well that no matter what package you get, the safety and well-being of your pet is your guys' number one priority. It's not, you know, just because this person's getting this, this, and this over and above the basic package, that doesn't mean that the animals are going to be treated any differently. I think that's really important for people to know, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why every one of them gets pain control, you know, and that's why every one of them has, you know, our complete attention from the beginning to the end to ensure everything goes well.
All right. So, and that's coming up the entire month of April. So if people want to call and find out more information about this or get in touch with you guys, what's the number down there?
Thank you. And of course, we have two offices, one in Price and one in Cassville. Our Price number is 637-8387 or 637-VETS, easy to remember. Our Cassidale office is 381-2539.
Okay, Dr. Jensen, did we cover everything? Did we get it all?
I think we did very well.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for taking out the time once again, and thank you so much for the care and, you know, respect that you show to everybody's animals. You have a great day, and we'll talk again soon, sir.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Jensen with Carbon Emery Animal Health. Coming up the month of April, they're going to be offering a 20% sale on all spays and neuters. If you want more information, just give them a call. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.